Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Shannon Feltus.
I'm Bonnie Dutch.
And this is
You Are That. We are two sisters who cannot take a compliment.
All right. We have a remote episode coming your way. Which means your brain at some point is going to say,
hey, this sounds a little different.
Let your heart tell your brain. Hell yeah, it does. And I'm into it.
Shannon, we are here today with someone super awesome, super colorful, really fun.
Oh my God. Colorful to say the least.
Like, yes.
Shiny, shimmery, wonderful. All the things. Like
yes.
Everything.
And if you've been feeling pandemic darkness deep in your heart, coming in waves like we all have, you are going to want to turn up your volume, put on good noise canceling headphones. Like let the kids tear the house apart. Just go take a bath, girl, because we are here with Janet, aka Woke Face. She is an artist known for her fun and happy, sometimes retro third eye pop art, and it is fantastic.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, the sun is out. I feel like that has made a huge difference for me this morning.
Yeah.
Mood wise. Oh.
I had the weird old lady phrase pass through my head and I was waiting at a light and it's sunny and the rain started in and I was like, liquid sunshine.
Oh God.
And then my brain was like, ew.
I love it.
Sunshine.
It's real though. I feel like I don't wake up the same way if I don't see the sun. It's like once that hits my eyeballs, I'm able to unleash some energy.
It's like solar power.
Yeah.
I went outside for just a second and then went, oh, this is going to be a great day. And then I came inside. I'm like, oh, fuck, it's still chaos in here. God damn it. I'll stay outside. Never mind.
Oh, well, so we are good. So happy that you are going to sit down with us and let us pick your brain. You don't know the questions. Do you have any weird feelings about just randomness?
No, I'm excited. And actually, I've met both of you before. Do you remember that? Or do you know?
We do.
We were talking about that the other day. So you were at the tarot dinner.
Yeah.
With Allie Ward and Colin Perry. And we did the thanatology and the tarot readings. And the way I remember you was you came up to me and we were talking and you said, well, I'm an artist too. And you gave me your card. And I was like, that's awesome. I added you on Instagram. And later I like really looked at your Instagram and I was like, the way you said it was so casual. Oh, I do art too. And then I looked and I was like, this bitch isn't an artist. She's a brand.
Like, yeah, you're like a real artist.
I was like, she's got shit going on.
No, cool. You're so modest. You handed us an envelope with so many awesome little things in it. And then we came home and looked at it. I was like, holy shit, this is all her. Like pins and stickers and cards. Oh my God, this is the cutest thing ever. If I had taken the time to look at it while we were still standing there, that would have been better because then I would have hugged you like really hard.
So, yes, I think that's when we were doing the whisper pictures. Did you get a secret picture with Allie Ward?
Yes.
The like, pretend you're telling your secret. That's like my favorite thing to do because I think it breaks up the monotony of like a meet and greet style. Like,
we'll talk about modest, down to earth people. Allie Ward, I was like fangirling so hard. That's me. My celebrities are like that. I probably would notice Beyonce if she was on the bus that I got on.
I always knew who I was.
Smaller artists or podcasters are like, I mean, I don't know, kind of starstruck with y'all because Oh. Extremely talented. Like,
oh my God. You just gave me goosebumps. Oy.
Yeah, her dinner was so beautiful. And I was just like, again, the annoying little sister that's just like, I'm here for the party. Like, I'm here for it.
Well, I feel like I appreciated you. I feel like you were one of the guests that got that there was like a theme. I think it's your art spirit though that makes you like appreciate stuff like that. Cause some people were like, the plates are really small. And I didn't really get what was happening. And I was like, oh my God, like the plates are supposed to be like, I don't know. Taste. I put a lot of time into organizing like the shapes of things.
Yeah. Or,
like,
it was clearly the herbs in something. So intentional. Yeah. The details were like, I got it.
You said something about it and it really touched me. And I was like, oh my God, she gets it. I really appreciated you for that. That really helped my mood.
Thank you. I think a lot of people did. And I love, I don't know, that we're reconnecting in this way randomly. Yeah. Like it's, you never know how people come back in your life.
Oh man, it's the evolution, man. I feel like we follow you and cheer you on silently from the sidelines. So you're getting like secret mad props and good vibes from us all the time. Cause we're like, did you see what she did? This is so cool. We're like cheering you on.
Well, thank you. I'm super honored that you reached out. Like, means the world to me. So
of course.
So
we think you're amazing. This is perfect. it was destiny for you to be on this weird little show. This is perfect.
We feel like you're too cool for us. So I'm 100%. Really stoked that.
Yeah. Well, I'm not. Don't worry.
See, but those are our favorite people. The right? people that are like really cool, but like don't know they're cool or don't awesome. Think they're cool. They're like, no. It's about being yourself. And I think you really shine through all the noise that's mm-hmm. on the internet. Like every time something pops up by you, I'm like refreshed by you.
I agree with that. Oh. We're going to have compliments at the front, in the middle, at the end. This is going to be great.
Don't gas me up too much.
you just wait, girl.
Really uncomfortable. Oh, man.
Okay.
You're going to want to shower afterwards. You're gonna be like, that felt really gross in the best way.
Be like, I feel great and weird. This is so good.
Tell us a little bit about your art. Tell us about ya.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. So my name is Janet, aka Woke Face. This is actually the first podcast or anything that I'm using my real name on because
I feel so special. Do you want us to use it or do you want to just use your alias? Whatever you want.
Either way, up until this point, which I guess maybe is part of the story of Woke Face, it's been as anonymous as I can make it project. Mm-hmm. Prior to Woke Face, I was a career freelance graphic designer, web designer for like 12-ish years. Dang. And I started doing the Woke Face just as street art on the side. No intention of anything beyond that, but initially street art and putting up what some people would call graffiti or vandalism is illegal. So I wanted to keep
covert mission.
Yeah. I wanted to keep it on the DL, but also I realized that not putting my name on it gave me a creative freedom that made me feel more comfortable putting imperfect things out into the world, kind of shielding me from criticism in a way, like to put that on an alias and really develop Woke Face as a character or an idea. So like people do call me Woke Face and I'll answer to it, but in my mind, Woke Face is really
a different entity.
Yeah. It's a project. Yeah. It's its own creature. And
it's your alter ego.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's an aspiration too. The messages of Woke Face are ones that like Janet is also trying to follow. Oh. I'd say people put Woke Face on a pedestal, but that's not me. You know, as it has evolved, which we'll probably get into, it's getting bigger and I'm registered as a business now and it's more legit and I am kind of ready to show up as Janet as well.
You're going to see this shit.
I love this.
You're going to pull off your backwards wig and be like, hi, is the face behind the Woke Face.
Yeah, I got wigs under wigs like in Drag Race.
Oh my God. I have goosebumps right now because I feel really special that this is kind of a cool combining moment. We met you behind the mask.
As a person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love the secret street art vibe of this because there are people that I put on a pedestal in Portland that are like huge advocates and really big, loud voices in all the different marginalized communities. And they shout Woke Face from the rooftops. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool. Mm-hmm. It means so much more. And the ball is just rolling and rolling. I'm loving watching this. This is so great.
Thank you. So I'll wrap up my original answer. So that was 2016, kind of about almost exactly 5 years ago. When I put up the first street art installations, and it evolved. It was a side thing for a while. And then, you know, I started making stickers because my background is graphic design. I love to put, I love to design things, and I already kind of had that skill set, which is really cool when you get that moment that you can plug in the skills. You're like, why did I have that job that was really boring that I hated?
Why was I wasting my talent like,
you learned a skill and then you're like,
line pixels
yeah.
and make things right? that aren't you.
Right. Like, weird. How is this dental office brochure going to serve me in the future? But, you know, I learned some graphic design skills doing it. And my first job way back when was in e-commerce design for a startup that doesn't exist anymore. But I learned about building storefronts. So when I started designing stickers, and somebody was like, hey, would you sell those? And I was like, oh, well, I kind of know how to do that. And the rest is history, baby.
That's awesome. It all kind of just prepped you and led you up to this point. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I am really grateful for those moments. I feel like they're fleeting. I think of them as like lily pads of life where you're like usually in the air free falling, but then you land and you can like kind of look around and get perspective and be like, oh, okay, I can see why I had to do that to get here.
Mm-hmm. I just pictured that as an illustrated cartoon, as you were describing right. it.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, that's so awesome. Like, it's all the art brains when we all come together. We're like, we can picture what the other ones are saying.
I love that.
I want to see woke face cartoons.
Oh my God, yes.
Ooh. Like old school Joe cartoon style.
Yes, yes. I mean, that's been the best part of doing this project is getting to meet really cool people like you two and connecting with other artists and people that are passionate about what they're doing and collaborating. Like, there's been so many unexpected, I don't know, like gems of pursuing this. And the biggest one has been the connections.
I completely agree with that. I like watching all your collaborations too. It's nice to see artists' visions meld where there's no lead. It's like a partnership. Those are the best collabs. I really love watching that kind of stuff.
And getting to be a collaborator when you're at your point, like you have a distinct style that is recognizable from a mile away. And being able to have the platform and the creativity and the portfolio for people to come to you and say, hey, I want to do this thing. And you put your stamp on it so hard that it's definitely a woke face piece, but it's also them, you know? And it,
you can still
a,
see them.
Right.
In the art,
and as a graphic designer, it's really hard. And as an illustrator, that when you're working on projects for other people and you want to show a little bit more of your creativity and put yourself more into the project, you end up getting that feedback of like, I was thinking more along the lines of like, here's an example of something from the internet I found. Oh, it kills your spirit inside to have to like dumb it down to have it be corporate enough to fit a little box. And now you're so woke face that people come to you like, hey, I want to collab. And it's just like a woke face stamp on it. And they're like, thank God, this is so cool.
That is the hugest compliment, because I really did spend most of my career being asked to mimic other styles, which I got really good at. And, you know, that was fine. Like, somebody would be like, I want it to look like this. And I could meld my style into whatever. That made me think of one of my first exciting projects. I mean, I've had so many exciting projects, but like, I guess a business collaboration that I did early on was with a local brand called Good Wolf Water Kefir. If you haven't tried it, you should. It's super delicious. And the owner is really nice. But anyway, he wanted me to design a limited edition label for a new flavor. And it was like lemonade, lavender, rose, which like sounds so delicious to me. And I was like, okay, I got this. And I designed this really beautiful, like illustrated florals and a lemon and kind of how I would have treated a graphic design job. And I sent it to him and he was like, this is really pretty, but I want a woke face design. Oh, he wanted to go into
business mode.
Branding. Exactly. Oh, and he was like, no, I want you to get weird. That was the first moment that I was like, oh, somebody wants to hire me for my own art style. This is, I don't know. It's game changer. Wild. Yeah.
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 That is so cool.
And those little moments, those are the things that will fuel your fire to keep it going and expand it rather than just have it be a little thing you do on the side just to like remedy your own brainwaves.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
So while we're talking about woke face stuff, is your artist name top secret or can you tell us what inspired that?
Yeah. What made it pop in your head?
Mostly utility. So I started doing the street art and I had my own personal Instagram that was just your normal like selfies and photos of lattes and stuff. And I like started posting pictures of the street art that I was putting up. And I was like, I don't think my friends really want to see this. So I decided I should make a separate social media for it. And I was just trying to think of a really quick, concise name for it. The meaning of the symbol, which if your listeners are not familiar, it's pretty simple. Smiley face with a third eye open. And the meaning to me was representative of an awakening, a spiritual awakening experience that I had and the unfolding of my life after that, where I was awakened beyond my five senses, I guess. It's a simplified way of saying it that I had suddenly an awareness that was much larger than I ever have. So I was like, okay, awakening, awake, woke. And it kind of just clicked. It was like, that's what this is. This is a woke face. It was a snappy title. The .com and the username were available, which is like,
that's your business brain.
Oh, I graphic get that. Design 101. You know, I designed a lot of logos and that's always my question. Like, do you have the .com before you choose the name? Because that's the world we live in.
It's so, yeah, true.
That was it.
We're still struggling with that .com for all of our brand names, I think. I have a .co for my business. Doesn't feel quite as satisfying, honestly.
I have BonnieDutch.com and it's just, it's just like coming soon. It's like the prettier version of like under construction. Oh, you know?
It's not a 404 page, like, but it'll do.
Coming around. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I have so many other merch stores that I'm like, okay, cool. Go hit all these merch stores where I physically don't have to
implement,
like, cut wood or paint something and bring it to your house. Or are you coming to my paintings one day?
Are you to my gallery where you can transport it yourself?
Are you coming to a gallery show that doesn't exist, but it exists in my mind?
We have big dreams of gallery shows. That's
we just want to have events, parties like we did the tarot dinner. Yeah, that's all it is. We should just collaborate and do like a Yat woke face party and have it be art and food and fun and friends and DJs.
See, that's the big dream, is to have a venue space where we can celebrate all of our art and food and creative friends and just be like, hi, it's actually just a party so we can hang out with our favorite people. True. But like, also maybe that'll become cool. Maybe
instead of a red carpet, we do like a tie-dye rainbow carpet.
Oh, I'm into it.
She just freaked out. It has eyes all over it. Eyes and peonies. It's like you and me combined in our art spirit, and then food floating.
Give me
everywhere.
A cartoon of a grilled cheese sandwich on there, and we've got a three-way there. That's perfect.
Oh my gosh, you're speaking to my soul.
Just dripping cartoon cheese.
Oh my god, I love that.
That's the dream. In my mind, the coolest event is like a Brooklyn rooftop party,
or like a warehouse
with like cool underground people that like only people in the know about. That's like my 20 something brain of like, one day I'm gonna have like a Brooklyn rooftop art party with all the cool people. But
I'm still brewing on the idea that, Janet, you and I kind of like sidebarred and had the pipe dream of a top secret location that I won't disclose because like, you know where it is and Bonnie and I know where it is, but I still want to have a dining artist musical event in the summertime at that location. And when the pandemic is a thing behind us, we'll definitely do it because that'll be fun. And Bonnie's like, I want to paint there too. And the graffiti art is the tits. So that place is, it's still on my bucket list of places to throw a party. So
yeah, I'm on board.
That still has to happen.
This will not last forever.
No, it can't.
No,
it just can't.
The sunshine today is giving me all the hope.
Exactly.
Mike, is this the light at the end of the tunnel? Are we coming out of the pandemic? Have we grown as people, or are we just going to like,
oh God,
come out and shake it off and like, all right, let's pretend there was growth there. We'll see. Let's hope for the best.
Now let's all start exercising.
Well, your artwork pops up all over the place. You do murals, but I've also seen like stickers on bus stops. I've seen wood pieces installed on the back of like electrical poles. In fact, my best friend Lindsay and I were talking, and we were talking about plans for the weekend. I said, oh, we're recording Woke Face. She's an amazing artist. Remember when we met up and I stopped and I went, Woke Face in the Wild. And I stopped and took a picture of a pole. It was the birthday hat.
Yeah, which is by the party store.
And I stopped and took a picture and I like freaked out. And I said, Shannon, look. And she's like, oh, this is great. We see your stuff all over.
Get so excited.
So much so, like even in our small hometown that we went to high school in, your stuff pops up everywhere to the point where I was like, is there anywhere she doesn't go? I feel like I could walk down like an abandoned train track and like go through a tunnel and light up my phone and there'd just be like Woke Face in the tunnel. And I'd be like, whoa, how did she get here first?
A sweet random, a holographic stickers, just yeah. Something real simple.
Yeah, it's so really good. Cool.
That's cool. I have a kind of a street team now, so it's not always me either, which is rad. I love it. It's Woke Face. It's to travel to lots of countries that I wish I could go to.
That's so cool. In high school, I was Bonnie Street Team. That's how I got backstage places and met people I shouldn't have met, was because I'm like, they sent me 20 posters 3 weeks ago and I put them up everywhere. Like, you know, just real cheesy ass bands. But I was street team savvy enough that I was like, this is so much fun for me because it felt like guerrilla marketing. It yes. felt like I was like yeah. on the inside, got even if it was for like
school vibes.
Simple plan.
Right.
Like, come on.
Still.
It was, you know.
It counts.
Well, my biggest get for street teaming was audio vent. Ugh. It's Brandon Boyd's brother, Jason. And so I was like, I'm 1 degree away from Incubus right now.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Now I'm 2 degrees away. That's beautiful. Right?
Welcome. I should try to get Jason Boyd on the
podcast.
Oh,
good God. That'd be cool.
He looks like Jesus in like the most fucking gorgeous way. But my question is, out of all the places in the world that you are putting stuff, what is a perfect place that you daydream of personally placing some Woke Face in the wild?
Good question. I mean, I guess it's pretty normal for street artists to always want to get bigger with the art. So there's definitely some giant walls or areas.
The Great Wall of China. I hear you. See it from space. The Woke Wall.
The Great Woke of China.
Yeah,
I'm into it.
The Great Awakening.
Yeah, so I just bigger is, it sounds nice. Like I like the idea of getting into different mediums or audio visual integration, like Meow Wolf. Are you familiar with that art collective? They created this incredible immersive. It's like a place you can visit. They originally opened outside of Santa Fe, and then they just opened another one in Las Vegas, but it's like a fully immersive art exhibit, kind of like Burning Man meets Disneyland Ooh. Meets Funhouse. And they have lots of different incredible artists kind of decorate their own rooms. Oh. And they have like
Mommy a just diorama right come too. To life. Like
yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
If you had a treehouse in your own mushroomed out Captain Hook experience.
Ooh,
this is yeah. cool.
That's a yeah. really good description.
That's
I'm just talking.
As you're describing it, ooh. I was picturing like, okay, granted, I feel like even before pandemic, I thought this was kind of a nasty thought of having the giant sprinkles that people jump in. I think that's a little gross personally.
Oh.
But like that ice cream situation where they had ooh, that's
yeah,
cool.
the place in LA.
Yeah, where it's like everything was really bright and colorful, but like each room is a different theme. I could picture mm-hmm. you doing something like that where it's like a museum installation.
Oh my God,
where
that
it's
would
like
be so fun.
Every room is a different like land of your art.
Oh, can you do that? Can you take over someplace, do a different room?
Okay, ready, go.
And then we'll host a You Are That event and we'll bring all of our favorite people in to do an overnight spectacular where one room has like movies, like ooh. Old retro movies playing, and then that people put down like sleeping bags and it's just a huge slumber party full of like the best, most magical vibes.
Can you picture like a faux forest room that you yes. just you have a slumber party under
with
fake stars,
fireflies going yeah. off?
I can yeah. picture this whole thing.
I want to do gosh. Like a room where the whole floor feels like a cloud, and then you can climb upstairs to the skies and slide down a rainbow. Like,
holy oh. shit! Yep. Well, this needs to happen, and all the clouds have like all your style of clouds.
Like it's almost memory foam though, yeah. with like glow mm-hmm. underneath, to where like
yeah,
your
like,
feet are sinking in and you're crawling. And you're like, this is crazy.
I'm picturing all the different lights and different colors. No, oh, it's so cool.
I like it.
Okay, now I really want
you can
to
go
happen.
To different zones and spray a rainy mist in your face and it'll have different scents from memories.
Yeah.
There's the fog room is just like a real nice CBD mist that's pumped in that you just walk through the fucking forced chill vibes and then you come out the other side happier.
Y'all are hired as my
yes! We have limitless ideas to the point where we have, Shannon sent me a meme the other day and it was like, I have all the ideas. I want to do all the things. Project, project, project. I'm overwhelmed. Do nothing. And I was like, that is my 100%, life.
Yeah. Buy all the craft supplies and then these look better pristine. And I'm stumped now that I have the supplies. That would be so
fun. I told Shannon the other day that I want to buy the old fireplace shop off of Cesar Chavez off of 84.
Yeah.
Because we grew up riding the Max past it and that like that all the old time. Hood. And it's just so dilapidated now and just falling apart. And I said, if we won the lottery, I want to buy that and turn it into an event space where there's like weddings on one floor and art and parties on another floor and catering and food and dining on another one and just make it a space for all the creatives to come together. And I would totally dedicate like the top euphoric floor to Woke Face.
There's our Brooklyn rooftop.
Right?
Yeah.
Look at that. Rooftop access for VIP. It would be so cool.
So maybe we need to start making some calls and find out.
Maybe we need to start playing the lottery. You have to play to win. And I don't.
I don't. Oh my gosh.
You also have to play to lose.
Right. Valid. Very valid.
You also have to have something invest to want that to lose.
$5 bill into money laundering. Oh, I'm just kidding. Okay. Speaking of colors, you do the most technicolor, pop color, shimmery, sparkly, shiny, everything. You love rainbows. What is your favorite color today? Because I'm assuming it changes.
I really love that you added that to the question.
Today.
Yeah. And my favorite color today and lately for a while has been like the slimiest, grossest, chartreuse, like limey color.
Snot, like, 90s snot green, like Nickelodeon gack.
I just painted a wall at my new art studio with that color. And my partner was like, this reminds me of like prison or this and I was like, well, it's all context, but I just love like a really gross green for some reason.
You'd love my piano.
Really?
It's the grossest green.
It's an avocado. Yeah.
And I did aged piano. I rubbed like brown wax, like the furniture wax on it. So it looks like I found it in a street alley somewhere.
It could be in the middle of a forest.
It could. That's just true.
Like cottagecore.
It's very piano vibes.
That sounds beautiful.
It's true.
I love that color.
I like your wall that you painted with all the squares.
All the different colors.
Thank you.
I really like that. I was like, this is like a Pantone dream right now.
Thank you. I kind of did that also out of utility because even though I do have the design and the graphic design background, I'm not like a good at the salesy and product photography side. And I always want to take like cool photos of all my different trinkets and products. And I'm always looking for cool backgrounds. And so I was like, I'll just make a wall full of them. So I painted the 28 squares with the paint that I already had. Smart. So I could just hold it in front of it and do a different color and
ingenuity.
That's so smart.
You find the color that really makes the artwork pop.
Yes.
This one. This is the image.
That's pretty genius.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're smart. You have a good head on your shoulders.
Aww.
I'm into it. So as an artist, I grew up being like super visually influenced by music. The sounds that played in songs kind of played scenes or colors in my brain.
Yes.
What are some tunes from your childhood that instantly come to mind that you may have just played on repeat because they just felt nice and stimulating or happy? What are your go-to kickback happy songs?
That's a really good question. And that reminded me that like my first, what do you want to be when you grow up, was actually an artist. But then when I was like in high school, my what do you want to be when you grow up was a music video producer. Like I loved the idea of like listening to songs in the headphones and like imagining the music video or the story escape that would happen. And then I ended up going to college for that and kind of realized, oh, this is a lot more technical than creative. So maybe that's not
really hard.
Yeah. But the kind of music that I listened to, I guess in high school when I was having those thoughts, the one that really comes to mind is like Daft Punk, Around the World. I don't know if you know that.
Like, yes, and the video with the up and down the steps. We practiced that. We like tried to do that dance, that song on repeat every time it came on.
Yeah, that was to me that music video is like perfect. It's so simple, but like the visuals and like the characters from it are just peak so
and it's good. The perfect earworm.
Yes. Yeah, during that era I was listening to a lot of like electro pop and like Chemical Brothers, Kylie Minogue.
Kylie's queen.
Yeah.
It's all perfect. Like it all goes with your art.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting how, I mean, all art influences other art. And I definitely feel like music has been an influence, whether it's like direct that I can tell. It's the colorful, bouncy, like takes your imagination on a ride kind of feeling.
It's like when sound feels like color.
Yes.
That's what that
Which just brought me to how all the commercials on Hulu during the pandemic, they used the blue song. Music is color. That song, when they started reusing it, I was like, this is really funny. Like, what a throwback. And the commercial was so clean. And I was like, okay. Then the next commercial also had it. And then the next one also had it. And I was like, this is crazy. You have no idea how many times we played this song, or it came so on the radio, or I danced to it at a school dance. And to me, it still doesn't make any sense, but also it makes perfect sense. You know, like I don't know what the words mean, but it means something to me. And my brain still hasn't like let me know what that is. It just knows it likes it.
That's like my son fell in love with Fatboy Slim. Yeah. And I was like, damn right you did, kid. On his own. All on his own. And then I was like, I've never loved you more than this moment, because you're obsessed with Fatboy Slim. And it's the Show Enough song that's like, it's just all sounds. It's just ridiculous. It's so good. And he freaking loves it. But he also loves the Beastie Boys. And then the Fatboy Slim Beastie Boys Body Movin' song is like a color. That's a song of so colors good. Too.
I love all those artists.
I could picture you painting to all of that too. And it brings me joy.
Yeah, those were my favorites. I remember in high school, I had one of those like 5 CD changer massive boom boxes.
That had the carousel on the top and the speakers that maybe came off the side made you feel like you had a stereo system.
Exactly. It was like a behemoth. And I woke up to that every morning for high school. You would set the CD and set the alarm. And I always woke up to Fatboy Slim's album, and it would start with the song that's like, right here, right now.
Right now.
Right here, yes. Right now. So and now, good. Although I can't listen to that now because it's like ingrained. I've been a wake up for high school jolt out of your bed song.
Right. You're like, I don't want to go to school. And you're like, wait, I'm an adult. What the fuck?
And then you Trauma. Switch it. And you're like, body moving.
Yeah.
It's better.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. Oh, now I'm going to listen to those songs and think of you when they come on too.
Right. That's awesome. I'm listening to that album today. Oh,
it's so good.
I'm excited. Timeless. I love doing interviews because everyone else's memories makes me remember stuff I forgot I liked. Same. And I'm like, I'm going to go back and I'm going to listen to all this show.
Where and what was the first mural piece that you did? Maybe it was graffiti art, maybe it was something you were contracted or somebody had you do like on their building. What's the first one you stepped back and just really went, oh fuck yeah, I really just did that, like this is like my giant piece I'm looking at?
Do you want to know the first one that I did, or like the first one that kind of gave me that feeling?
Either one or both. I don't care. Okay. I like all your art. Tell me about all of it.
I still consider myself new to art. Even though I did graphic design, my digital art background is long, but my physical art background is not. I did like art in high school and then got the computer and then that was over. So I didn't start painting again until I started doing Woke Face. It still feels like learning a new medium and all the tools of that. So the first mural that I ever got to do was contracted through the Portland Street Art Alliance, which is a fabulous organization that connects artists with opportunities. And they put together an outdoor art gallery in this space called Taylor Electric, which used to be a Taylor Electric building that burned down years ago. And then
that's ironic and awful. Sorry, it just made me laugh. Electric fire.
Yeah. I don't know the exact details. That I guess I didn't occur to me there was some irony there. But what was left behind were steel beams and some of the walls still standing in this like otherwise vacant lot that just stood for years and became like a really popular spot for graffiti artists to put up their art. And then, as you know, gentrification does its thing, someone bought the lot and decided to build a like a big creative office complex on it. But they left
the frame.
This place had become so iconic that they left the perimeter of the parking lot with those walls standing. PSAA contacted them and was like, can we curate this space and still like keep that dream alive with all the artists in it? Only it's like, you know, a little bit more curated. So you can go over there, the public can go to it in Portland and visit. The walls are still standing, and now the newly erected parking garage is covered in art. They like divided it into like 50 different giant canvases, and there's poles. So I was lucky enough to be invited in the first wave of artists to put up a mural, and it's on a brick pole that's like squared off. So there's four hard, long, tall edges to it. And that was an experience in learning that, you know, paint dries very slowly in the cold and what kind of paints to work with, and like just really learning about the tools and the craft of going big and strategizing. How do you blow up your art from a small drawing to a large
piece? How do you scale it up? Yeah.
Because I personally don't have the skills or the perspective yet to just like draw the thing big. Yeah, exactly.
It's so all about projector. Yeah. Even when I do larger canvases, I draw it on something and then use like a little craft projector and project my own outline for myself, because I don't want to fuck up a canvas or like fuck up wood.
Right. Yeah. And I think there's no shame in using whatever. Personally, I feel there's no shame in using any tools to get your art how you want it. There are some purists that will hate on that.
That's their style. Whatevs.
Yeah. Whatevs to me. So I guess that leads into the mural that made me stand back and go, wow, I did that, was one where I couldn't project it. It was in this light well of an apartment building that was three stories high, but very small footprint, like probably like 12 feet by 8 feet. So there's no way that you could get a projector far back enough to project a design to that scale. You couldn't even get it all in the frame. Like I couldn't get a clear photo of a whole wall because it's so tall. So that was the first project where I had to learn, how am I going to do this? I had to like get scaffolding, which felt like, oh, that's huge for me. I never.
So hardcore. Like scaffolding is real, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It felt really real. And I like had to like hire a crew and like, it was like a real ass project. And some people thought that I couldn't do it. Huh? So I felt really accomplished when I did do it, because I knew that I could. I was like, other people do this, so I can definitely do this, even though it's like a big jump from anything that I've done.
No guts, no glory, man. You got to try.
Yeah.
You never know.
How dare someone, first off, have an opinion on your skill set.
Yeah,
and then true. Second of all, let you know somehow, even if it's like through the pipelines.
Passive aggressively.
Yeah.
Sometimes it comes from a place of like wanting to protect you from disappointment or maybe biting off more than you can chew. But yeah, I'm generally of the class that you should just assume that everyone can do everything if they want to put their mind to it.
Mind your own.
I love that.
Yeah.
That was our dad's like biggest advice to us. We'd be like, you know what we really want to do? Or like, you know, it'd be cool if, and he'd be like,
do it.
Fucking do it already. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
Right?
Just do it. Stop
and along talking. The lines of so using good. Your tools and how you use them. I used to draw small drawings in my sketchbook and then they would go nowhere. So he was like, open the sketchbook where you have like all these ideas that never made, like you may hate them, I don't care, but like do something with them. So I would use my little projector and then I would do outlines. And then I started playing with charcoals because I was like, let me just do something totally different and shake it off and shade it different. Like I hate the shading, so let me do charcoal. So I started making just random, quick, like 5 minute, 10 minute charcoal drawings, and I bring them to my dad and he'd be like, well, this is beautiful, like her face is gorgeous. And I was like, but I cheated because I used my drawing and then I didn't just draw it on paper. Like I couldn't live draw this in front of someone without the proportions feeling really uncomfortable and without me feeling like scared. So I used my projector and he's like, it's not about the tools you use and it's not about how you use them, it's about the final project being something that is complete in your mind. Is the project, when you're done with it, what everything you had in mind, that you envisioned, did you collage for it? Did you cut stuff out of magazines and collage around a painting you did? That's not cheating. That's
art. Your art.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you are not your tools. You can hand the same person the same tools and like they won't create the same thing that you did. It's so way true. More than that. Yeah. Smart man.
It's dude, so cool. Art's just creative perspective, man. It's all in how you get there.
Yeah.
That's like the hippiest thing I've said all day. I just heard myself say,
it's all in how you get there, man.
It's yeah. That was a journey.
That was literally a dad thing to say.
Well, so much of your work gives a nod to nostalgic things like 90s pop culture. What are some of your favorite cartoons that you watched growing up as Lil Janet?
Well, I mean, when you first said cartoons, I was thinking obviously Lisa Frank is not animated, but you know, that's like,
it's a building
that is burrowed into my subconscious and will always
I think that's tattooed on every 90s girl's heart.
Like totally. Oh, it's the reason I wear leopard print now.
Right?
Yeah.
That's why I like
I don't like animal print. And then I'm like, JK, I
hot
do.
Pink, bitch. Yes, yeah. You do.
Can yeah. you throw some like purple and white and lime green and pink oh, all together in yes. a sunset? My heart. Yes. And then put it across zebra turning into leopard. And that's my like.
And then just inner self.
Yeah.
You blow like a handful of glitter on it and you're done.
Yeah. yeah. So, and Rainbow Bright, My Little oh, Pony, yep, yes. All of that aesthetic and the Saturday morning cartoons I grew up with, even like the She-Ra and the He-Man kind of. Mm-hmm. I just like love the look of the hand-drawn animation, beautiful, and the colors. And a lot of it was like due to the era of technology that's kind of muted tones or made them like pop in the way that they don't now.
The color blocking.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I love it. Like thinking of like Gem and the holograms. Yes. It's pink, but it's like three colors of pink
yes.
combined to mm-hmm. make one like pink outfit. And that was my jam.
Your in gem.
The 80s.
Here's my gem.
My jam. But were you truly outrageous? I was not.
Oh,
I was right, subtly okay. there. Right. And that's okay. My crimped hair washed out.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
fine.
I didn't. We had the clip-in hair color streaks. I remember yeah. that. We thought we were
they were
tits.
Glittery. Oh, I was like, good. I am a My Little Pony. Yeah, but are. I loved the duo trio tone mm-hmm. of all those colors together. And it was almost like comic booky mm-hmm. came to life. Mm-hmm. And it's that classic comic book style that I really liked, which was like Archie Comics, Josie and the Pussycat Dolls, that real clean illustration. And I still love it today, even though I don't produce stuff like that with like the halftone printing, mm-hmm. like the old printing press style where it's like outline and then slightly off is like,
oh, like where it
three
looks like
colors
an ad?
Of blue.
Oh,
yes.
I love that so
and
much.
And it reminds me of like vintagey comics turned yeah. gem turned like all those fun action cartoons that felt so good.
Yeah.
Like
Thundercats. Yeah. And I've noticed, I mean, there's definitely that I bring that into my art and I see it in all the art that I love, even the offset registration that mm-hmm. artists will mimic now, or like the texture of the paper. I mean, it really speaks to the nostalgia, and which is what fuels so many hearts. I feel like those imprints from childhood.
It's that relatable vibe. Mm-hmm. Like, it feels so familiar and then it feels good. And then we're like, oh, I need that because it reminds me of all mm-hmm. the good feelings.
Yes.
That's all we are is nostalgia
just walking based. Nostalgia bombs.
That's the whole reason this whole podcast started was just we have so many memories from our childhood. I have a really bad memory. So when other people bring up stuff from their childhood and I'm like, and like part of my brain unlocks where I'm like, oh my God, I didn't realize that this aww. Built me.
Yeah,
as
your
a
serotonin
child.
Is all locked up.
It is. So smells and sounds and colors yeah. and vibes like will inspire my nostalgia to kick in. But having someone openly remember something and say like, do you remember this? And I'm like, no, I don't. I'm a brick wall of memories. I don't remember anything. And they're like, no, picture it. There was this like one cartoon and in this one moment, all this stuff happened and then my brain like unleashes mm-hmm. and it happened with The Little Prince. I thought it was like a fever dream I had as a child where I was talking to somebody probably in like high schoolish. I was like a sophomore and I said, there's this thing that I feel like was a thing and I don't know if it really was, but I remember this little boy was on a planet or on a something and he was watering the rose and the rose talked to him and said, no, not up here. You have to water me at my roots. For some reason, this moment of this cartoon that I watched when I was so developing was trapped inside me and I had to tell someone and I like creepily told my friend and was like, I had this weird memory. And she's like, that was a cartoon. I think it was on the moon.
Yeah.
And so we like looked at, this is like before the internet.
Oh,
we had to like,
you had to remember.
Yes.
So
and then we went to our friend's mom who was the school librarian and we said, do you remember a bubble? And she's like, that's the little prince, Le Petit Prince. And it is it's a cartoon. And you guys probably watched it when you were like babies.
Yeah.
But I remember it like clicked in
it
and I
was so
like,
cool. I thought that was a fake thing my brain made up too, because it went away and then there was zero trace of it ever again.
No. And then it got like re-upped and it got popular again when we all started having
fever dreams.
No. Like when our generation of people who watched it started having children, suddenly the book started popping up in feeds.
Right.
Like, my son loves this book. And I'm like, that was my fever dream that I thought wasn't real life.
Strawberry Shortcake is on shirts again.
Yeah.
That smell like strawberries. That's not a new idea. Like, that's just, we're grown up and we just want it again. So we're imposing it on our children.
Yeah, I guess that's probably what the cyclical nature of these trends are.
Right.
You get to the age where you're like, I crave that feeling again. And you want it for your kids too.
You're like, it's borderline inappropriate. How do I make this work out so I can experience this twice?
Pure joy.
That's so true. That's why I dressed my kid and let him choose his shit. Is all
yeah.
Like
he was rocking Lisa Frank inspired hip hop bears the other day. He dresses in like rainbow.
He's got rainbow tie dye leggings on today, just because why not?
Yeah, he does whatever he wants, and I'm into it. Oh. Do you have another question?
You know what? I don't. We covered all of my questions in natural conversation. How crazy is that?
This is so fun.
I love this.
I love this.
Isn't it fun to just like open weird parts of your brain? And you're like, yes,
I have a list of like songs and art to make. So thank you. This was like such an inspirational conversation.
Yay. Oh, I love that.
Well, do you want to hop into this or that?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
We are going to ask you two questions. They're all over the place. And you just choose your choice. And in this case, you're choosing your fave.
Okay. Your favorite today.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean the other one disappears forever.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Sunshine or stormy weather?
Sunshine.
Simpsons or South Park?
Simpsons.
Tacos or Thai food?
Tacos.
Sloths or llamas?
Mm. Ooh.
A tough one.
That is really tough, actually.
Just today.
Okay, today I'm going to say llamas.
Ah. Nice.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Rainbows, do you prefer them to be the classic arch or like tie-dye crazy?
Ooh.
I'm going to go classic today.
Cartoons or sitcoms?
Cartoons.
Nice. Well, now we're adults and we get cartoon sitcoms.
That's true. Yeah, I know. True. I really broke that in half for the no win. Reason.
Cassettes or CDs?
Ooh. Cassettes.
Yeah.
Cassettes rule. Yeah. I just found a box of cassettes and half of them aren't labeled, but I know what time frame they're from because the corners popped out of the top of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you I recorded shit
recorded
off the radio.
Over stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. I remember doing that and like waiting for the announcer to stop talking and like immediately hitting record to get the songs and making mixtapes for my friends. Yeah. I only buy analog now. I buy cassettes and vinyl. I can't remember. I don't even have a CD player, but I can play those formats now.
I love that. Oh my
gosh. That's my favorite. And when I just went through boxes of my old stuff. So I try to make up lingo apparently like every decade or so. I like come up with a few phrases and try to get them to catch on. Like fetch. Share your fetch. Share my fetch. Like in high school, someone like drove by real fast and I was like, whoa, that guy's mowing stink. And my friend was like, what? And I was like, mowing stink. It means going fast. So I've continued to say it through my life.
Sharon, I didn't know where it came from, but I picked it up from you.
I know. I made it up.
But it's a good one.
I made it up in high school and I thought it was really funny. Yo, they mow and stink. So it's, you know, it fits. Another one I found on a mixtape and it says Bonnie's Doug Hits.
Oh, yeah.
And I called everything Doug for like about a year. Everything like, oh my God, your shirt's so Doug. Because we had a group of friends where everyone would pick on Doug. And poor Doug, like he didn't get a break cut for him. And I felt real bad about it. He was kind of like the group's like, everyone's like picking on him all the time.
Shits on Doug.
Yeah, shotgun. We just like drive away and like Doug's in the driveway. I'm like, guys, like, fucking, why are you so mean to Doug? Like I was an adult at this point, like college years. And I was like, this isn't fucking high school. So I started calling everything I thought was cool. I started calling it Doug, hoping like the group would catch on.
Rewire their brains a little.
Like Doug's cool. Aww. Like why are you taking him out on Doug? So I found a mixtape that was like Bonnie's Doug songs, Bonnie's Doug hits or something like that. And I was like, Doug meant good, but it didn't catch on. And I think everyone was still mean to Doug for a real long time. I was like, you guys are assholes.
If you think about it, Doug is just good backwards, kinda.
Doug was a fantastic cartoon. Doug Funny? I loved a lot. Oh yes.
Yeah, I watched that. Well, I was thinking Doug, like, can you dig it? And you're like, I dug it. It's like, Doug.
Yeah. Wow.
Ooh, see, that's good too. I was just thinking about all the times I've used Moe and Stink now. Like, if you're in a hurry and you need to get out the door, people are lollygagging and you're we got to Moe Stink or we're not going to get there on time. And people are like, all right, nobody questions it either. Nobody's like, I'm sorry, can we pause and ask what the fuck you just said? Nobody does that.
Yeah, I know. You know exactly what you mean.
You just sound cool with authority when you say it fast, too.
So weird. I was mowing stink and I forgot it. I forgot the thing back at home.
God,
sorry.
That was so Doug, but I forgot it because I was mowing stink.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I have a problem. Let's just keep making shit up. Let's just see what catches on.
Let's just revive all the old ones because I think it's their time now. That's good.
Speaking of Doug things.
Oh, God.
Let's talk about compliments.
Oh, yeah.
For the Janet.
Let's mow stink to the compliment section.
Oh, I could just say Doug.
You're about to be told how Doug you really are. We're going to dig how Doug you are.
She's like, Oh, I love it. Oh,
I'm so glad we got to talk because we met in such a sort of like limited time space where we, yes, we got to like casually enjoy each other's company, but we didn't get to like hardcore sit down like slumber
yeah,
party.
Yeah, I was at the height of anxiety professional mode. Yeah, so I don't feel like we got to vibe.
It's go.
Yeah.
I'm like, we have a time limit for the venue.
Right.
We have to clean up at this point. We have like a wait staff.
Oh, yeah. When everything's packed up and you turn the lights off and you're like, oh, okay, now I can go hang out with people and be normal. Oh, my
God. That was good, right? Yeah, we tied one on. A lot of people from that dinner we still have in our lives.
Yeah.
And it felt like a really cool
kismet
moment.
I agree with that.
Yeah. That was special.
I'm glad I get to follow you just because you light up my feed. Mm-hmm. You have such a fun way with how you express things. And I like that you're putting out like, here's a video on how I colored my wall a bunch of different squares. As an artist, it's funny to have to sit down and think of like content. Like, oh, I need more content. I need more stuff. But then you think of all the little shit you do during the day that like, for some reason, people are hungry for, like packaging videos. This is all stuff I just have to do. It's a chore. But then if you make it fun, it's like fun for everyone and it feels inspiring. And I feel like your feed is super inspiring and being able to sit and talk with you, like you're just cool and humble and laid back. And I love you have like a fun and bold and positive outlook that the world super needs, especially right now. That's just everyone's included. Let's all love each other. And let's more than that, like let's all love each other, but then like let's boost it and like send love into the world. Let's all be happy.
Thank you. So cool. that's definitely my dream. And I want it to feel really accessible. That's part of why, I mean, I've always liked behind the scenes and knowing how stuff comes together, but anybody can do this or spread love or make art or whatever, carve their own path of realizing what they want in the world or what they want the world to reflect back to them and radiating that. So thank you. Thank you so much.
I want to say that I feel like there's also a little stronger message with you, which is maybe some people, because you're so casual and humble and it feels very carefree with your art, even though it's really hard work. And maybe some people don't realize how hard it is to like really rise and grind and put your shit out there and really do the work of all the things and get your name out everywhere. Even for being a fairly anonymous brand name in Portland, I think that you have still managed to really stand for something and really stand for something positive and strong. You're not just a smiley face on a sticker. People actually see your art with things that are synonymous with being an advocate or being pillars in the community and standing with, you know, voices that matter and voices that are for change. I think that it's one thing to be a silly, colorful artist, and you are not that by any stretch of the imagination. And I admire that even while being fairly anonymous, you've managed to like really have a strong voice in the community. And I love that.
Oh, you're going to make me cry.
Shannon's tearing up because
it's so cool. It's such a big message, but like you package it perfectly. It's just so approachable.
And it feels so real and true.
Not forced in the slightest.
Yeah. The level of hope that you give.
Strong and transparent and supportive.
I mean, when I'm making my art, and especially on social media, it's so easy to fall into the trap of like, well, what's going to get the likes or what do people want to see? And I feel like that is never a creative trigger for me. I always just have to ask myself like, what do I need to see?
You're very true to yourself.
What message do I need to hear right now? Or what image would help me in this moment? And I mean, and that's what's beautiful, I think, in general about being authentic and checking in with yourself is because people are going to connect. Like, my message is not going to reach everyone, and that's okay. That's totally fine. And all art and all messages, all those have their own place and their own audience that will connect with it. But when you're authentic to yourself in how you amplify your voice or make your art, you will attract, you know, your vibe attracts your tribe. It's very cliche, but that's what's led to really authentic connections. And what's been so gratifying about being vulnerable and putting out the message that I want to hear or that I need to hear or the mantra is that it attracts those that are on a similar path or having similar thoughts. And when we find each other, can gas each other up like this, or
magic happens.
Get together and make real change or direct that towards a cause that we're all passionate about. It's like joining energy that we can then direct very intentionally.
And when folks have similar voices and the same things in mind and the same moral compass, it just kind of like snowballs. It's just a wave. We're just all kind of in it together. And it's like, it's really nice to feel the same feelings you're putting out there in the world. And you're like, oh, this person gets me. Oh, I get what they're doing. I just really love it. That you're our people like that. I'm so happy you got to be on our podcast.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Cause this is like, my face hurts. I've been smiling so hard.
And this is definitely a mood changer.
For sure. I was in such a shitty mood when I woke
but I was really relying on you to kick off my weekend.
It
was a fantastic way.
You
didn't disappoint. I never want to put the pressure on people. It always just feels like fun, good therapy. And for those who are not on the woke face train yet, once you see it, you won't unsee it. Yeah. You'll see it everywhere. You will pull up to a rainbow four-way stop in Northeast Portland and be like, whoa. Oh, woke face. This has been happening since I met you. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how did I not see it?
Maybe
before
that was
I
our
you?
Third eye moment.
We were awakened to woke face. Yeah, and then became, and you are an inspiration to me. Like, I do art, I do commissions, I work with people, I rebrand for them. I haven't rebranded for myself in ages, and I'm feeling the calling of what do I want to say? What do I want to do? What do I want to move forward with? And being able to just walk down the street and like see your creations, just like a little wink and a nod from the universe being like, do the damn thing. So you are an inspiration to me as an artist, and I truly love everything you do. And for, again, those who are not on the woke face train, the art is, it's not just all rainbows and happiness. It's rainbows and happiness that say, like, you can cry if you want, bitch. But, like, there are other people that see you. Like, it's okay. And it's about friendship, and it's nostalgic in a way that makes your heart feel good. And it's something that when you see it, anything on your website and go, oh, I know a friend who would wear those leggings.
Yeah.
Oh, I need this tote for me. Oh, my God. My mom would love this set of glassware.
I have, like, my eyes on a fanny pack. FYI. Right.
There's a sticker. Yeah, like, oh, I love this sticker, but I want to buy two because my best friend will also love this sticker. And it's everything that you put out is truly unique and beautiful and definitely ties into your personality.
Thank you for making me feel so seen and appreciated. It's sunny outside, but you're both like rays of sunshine, and I feel so uplifted after this. So I really appreciate
you. You are that. You are that. It's so true. Let everyone know where they can eyeball your goodies, maybe watch videos that you put out, websites, social. Are you on TikTok?
I am. I recently joined and am recently obsessed with it. I love that site.
It's a growing addiction.
Yeah.
I watched it for like 3 hours the other day and found weird threads. I went in to maybe see if like a video I already recorded could maybe like I could play with it and be like, like then I'm putting something out.
Right.
And then instead 3 hours went by. It was 2 a.m. And I was like, my eyes hurt. And I was like, I did nothing except for waste my time. But damn it, I feel good.
Yeah.
I know how to chop wood real good now. Yes. Yeah. I could make bread in like 5 languages, you guys. It's so true.
Yeah.
Oh, so where can all the folks find you on the social medias?
I'm Wokeface across the board. Wokeface on Instagram is probably, I'm still the most active there, but wokeface.com has the goods, and Facebook gets a repost from Instagram. And then find me on TikTok if you want the raw content that I'm still learning the format of video. That's like new to me. And
we're with you there.
Yeah. But I love that TikTok is not about like the polished look. Like, people are really authentic and real on there. It's very refreshing and actually really supportive. I'm stoked to learn more about that.
For business people that are like polished in their other stuff and you're like, on my timeline forever, it has to match this collage of all my stories have to look the same. And then TikTok's like, nah, fuck it. You like me? Question mark.
I
like it.
So I put up a video where I didn't realize it was my second video. I have 3 videos. I put up my second video and I didn't realize I could change the main, what is it called?
I don't know.
God, I hate words today. Mm-hmm. The main picture you see before you press play on the video.
The thumbnail.
So I didn't realize I could choose the frame that was like, here, I'm enticing. So my second video, just black.
Yeah.
And guess what? It has the most views of all 3 videos. That's really like 700 scary. Views. I'm like, why are you guys just clicking on something black?
Because
like,
they want to know.
Now every video I should just make with like the black.
Ooh, maybe
open
that's your
frame. Ooh, darkness. But then like, JK. This is fucking flowers and butterflies.
There's got to be some psychology to that where they're like, oh, this isn't working. Maybe if I tap it and then it plays and then you're there. Like,
I rarely look at people's grid on TikTok. I just get served videos randomly. And that's kind of what I love about it, is because it's like, it's paying attention to what you're hearting or commenting on, and like fine tuning that algorithm and just serving you lots of new faces and new people. And that's what I love.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's also weird. It's also fun and creative. And like, what a crazy world we live in.
No shit.
To where back in the day, we didn't have the internet.
We were breaking tapes.
We're hanging out
to record
on the internet.
It's mind blowing. It's mind blowing. Right? I couldn't have even conceptualized it when I was a kid.
I can't wait till we can just teleport. And that, oh my God, there's going to be so many laws being broken. But I'm really looking forward to the day where my old bones can just like vanish and then like appear at Shannon's dinner table and be like, thank you, Jeff.
A lot. I'm on astral projection TikTok. You should get on that.
Oh my God.
We're having an astral dance party later. The TikTok videos are there so you can learn it. And then we're all going to like Zumba, like a room full of just like holograph Zumba.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I want that.
I really want is when the world opens up, we need to connect and collaborate. Please. Even if we're just doing like a fun little eat and paint class that's more than those bullshit, let's all paint the same thing classes that I despise so much.
Yes.
If we're just doing like a party with our friends who need to meet other cool people that can now be their friends. Right? Like a friendship party. We make rainbow bracelets.
You could do like a this or that draw and sip where you like whatever the answers to the questions can be integrated, but everybody's is going to be different, you know? Or I don't know. We got ideas.
Ooh, I like that. Brilliant. And we will combine all of our powers and become superstar best friends in real life, because I think you are a genuinely cool, super fun, interesting person, and we just appreciate you so much. And thank you for being on the pod.
This could go 3 more hours of just hanging out and talking, because we're having the best time. I love this. And
I really like you.
If you would like, and if you need 2 more street tamers for workface things for the
we
West Side,
love sticking stickers everywhere.
We are old school street tamers, and we'll put stickers anywhere. So yeah, we're here for you.
You're hired.
Hells yes. Oh, it's so good. I love it.
I will sticker things and then I will put a light varnish over it so no one can chase.
Oh my gosh, next level.
Yeah. I put stickers on a fire truck one time.
Oh my God.
But I won't do that now, but I did do it once. So it was a shining glory. So it stayed on there for a long time. That's pretty cool. Yeah. I get some solar power and sit on the porch for a few minutes and get this good sunshine in my body.
Yeah, I'm going on a nature walk today.
So yay! Ah, sunshine for everybody. We need it. Yeah. It's been so dark up here.
Yes. Oh,
and there's just rain in the forecast. So soak it up, sisters.
Right? As much as you can. Charge your crystals, bitches. Let's do that.
Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you so much.
We have to do it again.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Love to you both.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Shannon, how grateful are you that people tuned in?
Oh, hella.
I'm very excited by it as well. What should they be doing if they want to support the podcast with money?
They should go to patreon.com/youarethat and donate even $1.
I like that. Yeah, if they don't have monies or they don't want to spend monies,
yes.
What's a free way they can support the podcast?
Virtual high fives via 5 stars. Review, rate, subscribe.
Anywhere you listen to podcasts.
All the platforms you can.
Yeah. If you want to follow along on social media, on Twitter and Instagram, what's our handle?
It is @NoYouAreThat. And you don't forget the no, because otherwise I don't know where it takes you.
I don't know.
Me neither.
Facebook, do we have it?
We do. We have a regular page, which is like a, hey, how you doing? Here's our guest. And then we also have the Yacht Clubhouse, which is our You Are That Facebook group with cool people.
I heard there's clothes.
There is. There's merch.
Yeah.
Of all the kinds, like for drinking coffee with your cute little pillow and maybe a blanket and a kick-ass shirt. And that's youarethatmerch.com.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I thank you for answering those questions.
I thank you for asking me those questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.